This is Akashvani, the news, read by Subhadra Ramachandran. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has described Mauritius as an important bridge between India and the global south. Addressing the Indian diaspora in Port Louis last night, he said that Mauritius remains at the heart of India's Sagar vision, first announced during Mr. Modi's 2015 visit to the island nation. Prime Minister stated that Mauritius is part of India's family and not just a partner country. He emphasized that this bond is deep and strongly rooted in history, heritage and the human spirit.
भारत और मॉरिशस पार्टनरशिप केवल हमारे ऐतिहासिक संबंधों तक सीमित नहीं है। ये साझा मूल्यों, आपसी विश्वास और उज्जवल भविष्य के एक समान दृष्टिकोण पर आधारित है। हमारे संबंधों को आपने हमेशा नेतृत्व प्रदान किया है और इसी नेतृत्व के बल पर हमारी साझेदारी हर क्षेत्र में निरंतर मजबूत हो रही है।
Mr. Modi's speech also focused on the collaborative effort to secure the Indian Ocean region. With Mauritius possessing vast ocean territories, Mr. Modi emphasized India's role as a trusted ally in combating illegal fishing, piracy and maritime crimes. Mr. Modi also held productive talks with his Mauritian counterpart, Naveen Chandraram Gulam, in Port Louis and reaffirmed the strength of the partnership between the two countries. The two leaders reviewed bilateral relations, the ongoing collaborations and explored new avenues to elevate the special bond between the two nations to even greater heights. The key sectors discussed prominently during the meeting were defense, security, economic linkages and cultural exchanges. Prime Minister Modi will be the guest of honor at the National Day celebrations of Mauritius today. The Lok Sabha has approved the supplementary demands for grants second batch for 2024-25, demands for excess grants for 2021-22, the Manipur budget for 2025-26 and the supplementary demands for grants for Manipur 2024-25. Replying to a debate in the House yesterday, Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman said that the centre is providing full financial assistance to support the faster recovery of Manipur's economy. She also announced a corpus of 500 crore rupees for Manipur to establish a contingency fund, stating that the state had never had such a fund before. Mrs. Sitharaman also informed the House that 400 crore rupees have been provided under the Ministry of Home Affairs special package for relief camp operations and to support those affected, with further assistance to be provided as needed. After completing its scheduled business, the House was adjourned until today. The U.S. has announced that Ukraine has agreed to its proposal for an immediate interim 30-day ceasefire and it is now up to Russia to reciprocate. The U.S. has also lifted the pause on sharing intelligence and providing military assistance to Ukraine. U.S. Secretary of State Marco Rubio informed reporters of this development after a meeting with Ukrainian officials in Jeddah, Saudi Arabia. A joint statement issued by the U.S. and Ukraine stated that Ukraine has expressed its readiness to accept the U.S. proposal for an immediate interim 30-day ceasefire, which can be extended by mutual agreement of the parties. In a major escalation of the separatist conflict in Pakistan, militants in Balochistan province attacked a Peshawar-bound train yesterday, taking nearly 450 passengers hostage. They later released civilian hostages and took 214 people captive, including military personnel. In a statement, the Baloch Liberation Army, BLA, a militant separatist group, claimed responsibility for the hostage crisis. The BLA alleged that more than 30 military personnel were killed in the attack. The train was en route from Quetta to Peshawar when it came under fire. A Pakistani government spokesperson claimed that security forces had rescued around 80 passengers. However, the BLA stated that it had released civilian hostages. India made a clean sweep in the men's discus throw F11 event on the opening day of the World Para Grand Prix Athletics in New Delhi yesterday, as Sagar clinched the gold medal with a throw of 34.84 metres. He was followed by Balaji Rajendran, who secured silver, while Janak Singh Harsana bagged bronze. And that is the end of this news bulletin.